Welcome to the History of the Caribbean audiobook. If you haven't already, we invite you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss a story. Today, we're honored to bring you Peter Tosh, When the Prophet Roared. Get ready to immerse yourself in a powerful narrative that goes beyond music into legacy, resistance, and roots. Because here, our mission is simple: to keep our culture alive, one story at a time. I remember that night like it was inked into the lining of my spirit. April 22, 1978, Kingston, Jamaica, the One Love Peace Concert. The air was heavy, thick with ganja smoke, fear, and a kind of desperate hope that made even the breeze feel like it was holding its breath. People didn't come to dance that night, they came to believe. To pretend, maybe, that the blood running through the streets could be washed away by music and a handshake. Jamaica was burning from the inside out. The country had been at war with itself. Two political parties, two sets of gangmen, two Jamaicas. Michael Manley and the People's National Party on one side. Edward Seaga and the Jamaican Labor Party on the other. Both backed by American Cold War money. Both soaked in the blood of ghetto youth who would never know the politics they died for. It was madness. And into that madness, someone had the idea. Let's bring the musicians together. Let's give the people a night of unity. But what they forgot was, when you invite Peter Tosh, you don't just get reggae. You get reckoning. Backstage, the mood was tense. You could feel it under the laughter, behind the haze. Every artist was watching their words, watching the crowd, watching each other. Bodyguards posted up like statues. And there, in the center of it all, was Peter, silent, coiled, eyes scanning the sky like he was waiting for something bigger than man to give him the signal. He wasn't smiling. He didn't come to play peacemaker. He came to roar. I was just a journalist then. Young, wide-eyed, trying to make sense of what reggae was doing to my bones. I had interviewed Peter once before. He told me then, don't mistake silence for consent. Babylon soon feel my voice. That night, I would learn exactly what that meant. When his name was called, the crowd didn't erupt. They held their breath. There was a reverence, yes, but also fear. Peter had become too unpredictable, too militant, too true. This was a country where just being Rasta could get you beaten. But Peter? He wasn't just Rasta. He was the Rasta with receipts. The one who remembered every baton strike, every censor's blade, every time the industry tried to bury his fire. He walked onto that stage like it was a battlefield. Dreadlocks wild. Trench coat heavy with intention. Guitar strapped across his chest like a rifle of rhythm. And then he did something no one expected. He didn't start with music. He started with a message. We want to tell the people of Jamaica. That voice. It didn't shake. It didn't ask. It commanded. Even the wind stopped moving. He stared straight into the faces of the men who had come in suits and smiles. Prime Minister Manley. Edward Seaga. Police chiefs. Foreign dignitaries. VIPs. Babylon itself. And Peter lit a spliff on stage. Right there. On national television. In front of the very laws that had outlawed it. He took a long, slow pull. Exhaled like a prophet. Then he let go. Let go of everything. He didn't perform. He preached. He talked about the oppression of the ghetto youth, the lies in parliament, the hypocrisy of police who smoke ganja in secret, then lock up the poor for the same act. He called out the politicians by name. He mocked the empty promises, the manipulated elections, the IMF's chokehold, the CIA's invisible hand. He called Babylon a liar, called the church complicit, said the only justice was what Rasta brought with word, sound, and power. The crowd didn't know what to do. Some roared. Some froze. Security stiffened. Cameras shook. But Peter? He stood unshaken. And then, only then, did he strum the first chord. The opening to equal rights. Not one love. Not three little birds. Not sweet melodies. Equal. Rights. And as that bass line dropped, something happened in the crowd. People didn't sway, they stood. Straight. Tall. Defiant. Like they had been reminded of something. Like they had just remembered they were not victims, but vessels of justice. I looked around and saw tears in the eyes of grown men. Saw teenagers chanting like it was church. Saw politicians try to smile for the cameras, while visibly squirming in their seats. Peter had turned the concert into court. The microphone into a gavel. The lyrics into verdicts. Everyone is crying out for peace, but none is crying out for justice. He wasn't singing anymore. He was indicting. And Babylon was guilty. He closed with get up, stand up. And as he sang that last verse, something eerie settled over the stadium. It felt less like a performance and more like a warning. The way prophets speak just before the storm comes, just before the reckoning arrives. And then he was gone. No encore. No handshake with dignitaries. He vanished into the night like smoke, leaving behind a crowd not sure if they had just witnessed a concert or a revolution. That night, I went home changed. Not entertained. Not inspired. Changed. Peter had shown us that truth can be art. That art can be confrontation. That confrontation can be sacred. They tried to bury him in silence after that. Canceled shows. Denied airplay. Labeled him difficult. Dangerous. Divisive. But anyone who heard him that night, anyone who saw him roar, they knew. He wasn't dangerous because he was angry. He was dangerous because he was right. And now, decades later, I ask you this. Where are the voices today who still burn like that? Who still tell truth in public with no protection? Who still call out Babylon without sponsorship? Would we even listen? Or would we silence them too? Because Peter's voice never needed a mic. It needed only witnesses. People willing to hear not what was easy, but what was essential. So if you're hearing this now, don't clap. Don't quote. Stand up. Because the prophet already roared. Now it's your turn to echo.